Hey guys, welcome to the 250th ever episode of Wiz Talk with Chase. I am Chase Coburn, and today we are back with another episode of Wiz Talk with Chase. New news in the NBA, according to Shams and Adrian Wojnarowski, and other reports. The Wizards and three-time All-Star Bradley Beal are looking at possible trade partners, which would send the longtime Wizard, who signed the second-largest contract in NBA history last offseason, to a new destination for the first time in his career. We will break that down, everything about that, if it's really going to happen, if it did happen, what the trades would look like, everything in this episode. We hope you guys do enjoy this episode. If you do, subscribe, follow, share, view, and let's not waste any time here. Let's get into this.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Wiz Talk with Chase. I am Chase Coburn.
Porter can't find anybody. He gives it to Wall. Working against Bradley for three.
Oh, he's Troy Brown Jr. finding Beal. Beal puts it up and in. And the Wizards take the lead.
So yeah, let's get into this. So there was shocking news. I mean, I saw this. I didn't even know what to think. So, I mean, this is, by the way, according to Beal's agent and the team president, Michael Winger. And we talked about him being the general manager last episode. You guys should check that out. But so this is reported, like Shams report, Justin, Washington Wizards, and Bradley Beal will work together to find a trade for the three-time All-Star if the team elects to reset the roster in the near future. And that there's a big asterisk on that, if the team wants to reset their roster, because I feel with a team like the Wizards, you know, this is a team that, and we talked about this in other episodes, has not been willing to rebuild. Under Tommy Shepard, they were not willing to reset the roster. But now it looks like with Will Dawkins, who has been a part of this whole Thunder process in Oklahoma City, and we've seen what they've done. They have like 85 gazillion first-round picks. And then we saw Winger, who came into the Clippers organization in the middle of that rebuild with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Tobias Harris. These are both guys that are willing to rebuild and okay with rebuilding. So I think I would take this much more seriously than a smaller report we may have seen with Shepard. Now, I don't know. This could be something to see if the Wizards are going to try to find more talent with Kyle Kuzma contracts. This could be a ton of different stuff. But I think with Beal, 29 years old, he has significantly regressed over the past two seasons, whether it's because of injury. Last year, he shot more efficient, but he's still not scoring at a high rate. And with him being not a liability, but also not not showing that much productivity on the defensive side of the ball, if he can't score 25 a night, usually it's hard for the Wizards to win. Also, when he's not a great facilitator. So Beal is someone that's still an all-star caliber player, could absolutely make the all-star team. But with teams reaching out, we do not know who those teams are yet. With teams reaching out to the Wizards for a possible deal for the real deal, Twisted Steel, I think there is a possibility he leaves. Now, there are a few things that have to be taken into account. Now, I do like the fact that it's not saying the Wizards are interested. The fact that him and Beal, according to Shams, Winger and the Wizards front office and Beal have also, they've both been looking for trade partners. And actually, before we break down the situation, I think the main question that I have that I'm still wondering is what changed? Like, I get, again, you have new people in the front office, but from what it seemed like with Beal receiving a no trade clause, and we'll break that down in a second, like, wouldn't you think that he seemed just, like, comfortable in D.C.? It seemed like he didn't want to go anywhere else, and the Wizards seemed really comfortable with that. Now that only one side, with getting rid of Tommy Shepard, adding in Will Dawkins, Michael Winger, like, now that it's only one side of the deal changing, why does all of a sudden Beal change? That, I guess, is my main question and what I'm wondering, and the main question that I would have about this whole situation. But it's much more complicated than just, all right, the Wizards are going to trade Beal next and rebuild, probably trade Kuzma, probably trade Porzingis. Because that is the thing, too. Wizards, if they trade Beal, they are not going to do a trade where, like, with the Celtics, where, like, it's a Brown for Beal, which wouldn't even be fair at the stage in the stages of both of their careers. But I'm saying, like, it's not going to be like a one-for-one like that. It's not going to be one of those trades. It's going to be if you trade Beal, you rebuild, which would mean absolutely letting go of Kyle Kuzma, or at least signing and trading him, possibly just letting him go this offseason, and most likely, not definitely, but most likely getting rid of Kristaps Porzingis this offseason as well. So there are many things to break down, and it's not this easy. It's much more complicated because, well, Beal's contract is not the best contract to have in the world, as he's going to be making $51 million a year with 4 years left on his deal. That's $206 million. To me, that would be concerning for a team to say, for a regressing player who's about to enter his 30s, why would anyone, I mean, yeah, he's about to enter his 30s. He's going to be 30 a few days after the NBA draft. So why would someone want to trade for a close to 30-year-old who has continued to regress on the one area that he shows value? There are still going to be teams that want him. But the problem is Beal has so much power as well, because he has a no-trade clause. So even though it looks like him and the Wizards are on the same side here looking to go away, he's not going to go to any team. He's going to want to go to either a contending team and or a big market and or playing with a big player. So him having a no-trade clause shakes up the entire situation as well. So let's break down here real quick, because I do want to say, with Winger, again, knowing that he was in a rebuild, Dawkins was just in a rebuild as the number two executive behind Winger. I think these guys are looking to go in a rebuilding direction. So the question is, which teams would be interested? And I know I heard that the 76ers probably will make a run at Bradley Beal. Probably will not make a run at Bradley Beal. However, if you guys do remember, when the 76ers initially traded for James Harden, a report said that Joel Embiid actually wanted Bradley Beal. So with another disappointing year, maybe Embiid's a you get me Beal or I'm out. And in that case, there are two different ways this deal can get done. The first deal is a little more complicated. So this is Bradley Beal and Kyle Kuzma going to Philadelphia, because in this case, the Wizards get Tobias Harris, one-year contract, expiring contract, Furkan Korkmaz, expiring contract, and Tyrese Maxey, expiring contract, and a 2029 top five protected first-round pick. And some may say this trade is not fair. I actually think this gets the 76ers better. I think Kuzma is much better than Harris at this point in their careers. And while Maxey to Beal could be a downgrade for the future, I don't think it's that much of a downgrade right now if Beal doesn't have to consistently be the number one scoring option, with Embiid leading the league in scoring back-to-back years. So I think this deal makes sense. The Wizards get Maxey. They get Harris just on a one-year rental just for contracts. They could either trade him or let him go next offseason. They get a first-round pick way in the future, which could be really valuable, because we don't know what either of these teams are going to look like in 2029. And then you get Tyrese Maxey, who's an up-and-coming, I say up-and-coming, all-star caliber, also up-and-coming guard. And they could re-sign to a long-term deal and be make possibly the key piece on the rebuild with Corey Kispert, Denny Avdia, Johnny Davis, if he can play, not in the G League, and then the Wizards' number 8 pick. Another deal that would send Beal to the Sixers does not include Kyle Kuzma. In this case, it does not include Tyrese Maxey either. The Wizards get no protections on the 2029 first-round pick, but they do not get Maxey. Instead, they get Tobias Harris and Korkmaz. Again, only Beal heads to Philadelphia. I think this deal may actually favor the Wizards a little more for the now, but not as much for the future. Well, I think this deal helps the 76ers for the future, but not as much for the now. So I think it would be very interesting to see what the 76ers do decide to do. They may not go after him, but I feel like with the reports we saw about Embiid, and if he really wants Bradley Beal, I think there is a possibility the Wizards and the Sixers could possibly be talking about a deal for the three-time All-Star and former All-NBA player. Another deal I think would make sense would be Beal possibly teaming up, if he is re-signed, with Russell Westbrook in Los Angeles with the Los Angeles Clippers. In this case, the Wizards get Eric Gordon and Marcus Morris Sr. expiring contracts. The Clippers get Beal, but the way you need to have like, you can't go a certain amount of years without a first-round draft pick, so the Wizards would not be able to get a draft pick. In this sense, they're just getting two really mediocre role players just to basically get rid of his salary. They're not getting anybody young. They're not getting anybody that could be a core piece long-term. They're simply getting rid of his salary so that they could have a ton of money on the books in the 2024 offseason. So while it looks like a really bad deal, it may not actually be the worst deal in the world. Now, the Wizards could actually possibly negotiate with the other Los Angeles team, and we've heard small rumors about Beal to Los Angeles, kind of like we heard with Westbrook until it actually happened, but I don't think Beal to the Lakers will happen, but if it were to happen, I think the Wizards would get back Rui Hachimura, since I think, as good as Hachimura is, I do think the Lakers would be willing to keep Lonnie Walker and Austin Reaves more this offseason as that young core. So in this case, they get Beal instead of a Kyrie Irving to be that scorer. They don't need to worry about his contract situation or leaving, since he does have the no trade clause. So it's actually more if you want him to leave than actually like being afraid that he'll leave, if that makes sense. So in this case, Beal goes to the Lakers. The Lakers give up Rui Hachimura, comes back to D.C., and they also give up D'Angelo Russell, who will be on a sign-and-trade with the Wizards. He'll be there until another team really wants to, barge in and try to get a point guard like him for an actual contending team, so he wouldn't be on the team for long. But yeah, Beal for Russell and Hachimura, no first-round picks, though, since the Lakers have very limited of those, really only in 2029, so that wouldn't work. And then we need to talk about two more, because we've heard that so far in this process that the Miami Heat could be interested in doing a deal. And I think the deal would look like this, where the Heat get, I think there are multiple ways this deal could play out. Assuming people think it will play out with Tyler Hero, since there's only a certain amount of guards you can have. Assuming they will have Tyler Hero going to DC, I think it would look like Tyler Hero going and then the Wizards getting Kyle Lowry's expiring contract next offseason. Again, it would free up money for the next offseason, 2024 offseason. And since the Wizards are getting a point guard for the now and Tyler Hero, they'll give up their shooting guard and their point guard, giving up Beal and then Monte Morris. I don't know why the Heat would really want to change up the roster that much. I get they came short, but this was a very successful year overall for the Miami Heat. And this is a team that has made the conference finals 3 out of 4 years, made the finals 2 out of 4 years. This is a team that's contending. And I don't know if adding a non-playoff experienced player and a very mediocre point guard does anything to help your team. But if the Heat are interested, I think this could be a kind of a win-win deal in that sense. And then we do need to talk about Damian Lillard getting some help down in Portland and getting rid of Anthony Simons and instead getting Bradley Beal as the two guard and possibly re-signing Jeremy Grant for a big three of Damian Lillard, Bradley Beal, and Jeremy Grant to see if they can compete in the West. In this trade, they don't need Anthony Simons, so he goes to the Wizards as that guard spot. But instead of giving up a first-round pick, the Trailblazers get Cam Reddish as a younger wing that could develop into a star player one day. Technically, Simons could be interchangeable contract-wise and just with the way the deals are structured with Jeremy Grant. But I think Simons would make more sense for both teams, since the Blazers would no longer need Simons, because I doubt they would want to have their top three players be guards, because you really wouldn't have any forwards or centers that you could use. And also because for the Wizards, I mean, they would have like really no guard of the future, because Kispert is like a shooting guard, small forward hybrid. He wouldn't really be like a ball handler or a really good guard for the future. So if you get Simons, I think it helps both teams in that sense. So again, we don't know if this is going to happen. I was just breaking down some trades if it does happen. And I do think there is a very good possibility that it does happen. I do think that Winger and Dawkins are coming in. And I guess maybe, and I'm not going to jump to any conclusions, obviously, but maybe I was wrong about Tommy Shepard. And maybe he is really trying to build the culture, rebuild this culture that I was talking about a few episodes back, and maybe he is trying to change and bring in guys that could start a rebuild. And while it could be ugly for the next 2 or 3 seasons, if the Wizards do start a rebuild, I think it could be good for the long term, so that in 6 seasons, maybe, when we're talking, we could be talking about a possible contending team, maybe even quicker than that. But personally, do I think this is going to happen? Yes. I hate to say it, but yes. I don't know if I hate to say it. I mean, it would be obviously the best thing for the team. I think that's what we've been saying here. I was talking with Chase for a while. I mean, right now I'm staring at a signed picture of Beal that I have at Madison Square Garden. I'm pretty sure it was in his rookie season. I'm wearing his jersey right now. I love Bradley Beal, and I would hate to see him go, but sometimes you got to say goodbye to players when it's the best thing for the team. And I think now that Beal is a veteran close to 30 years old who has continued to regress, I think it's time for the Wizards to let go of him and hit the reset button. And I'm really glad now I think that the Wizards front office are realizing the exact same thing that I've been realizing for the past few years. This is going to be hard. Again, I know if he does get traded, because I love me some Bradley Beal. I do not know if he'll get traded. It would be a very, very interesting process. And, yeah, I mean, this could affect everything. And I'm sorry I haven't been able to come out with the players that I think the Wizards could take at number 8 overall. We're going to break that down. I was going to break that down today until Shams and Woj blew up Twitter, per usual, on a day-to-day basis. So, yeah, I don't really know what to think of this. Let me know what you guys think of this. I think they're going to have to let go of Beal, and then that's going to change the whole draft. I'm hoping that if they get rid of him, they get rid of him before the draft so they can get an additional first-round pick. But what I have heard is that, according to Brian Windhorst, if the Wizards were to trade Bradley Beal, the deals would not look as good as they were expecting. So maybe some of these deals are underpays. Maybe some of these deals are overpays. If you kind of think of it as paying for a Beal, if that makes sense. So we'll have to wait and see on that. But, yeah, that will wrap up the 250th ever episode of Wiz Talk with Chase. We hope you guys did enjoy. We will have some NBA draft coverage for sure. To say the least, we'll break down some players, and I'll say who I think they will draft. And then we'll talk about, because the Wizards actually have 3 picks on draft day. Number 8, number 42, and number 59. 42 could be productive, especially if they draft a guy like Marquise Noel. But 59 maybe could be productive, could also be not. We have to wait and see. But obviously, 8 and then maybe 42 as well could be some productive players, especially if they're able to get Marquise Noel at 42. But I think we will find out more news about Bradley Beal heading into the NBA draft. And that is only 8 days away. We're going to have a ton of coverage on that. So you guys should stay tuned for a ton of coverage on that subject matter, because there is a lot we are going to have to break down. In that case, yeah, I hope you guys did enjoy the 250th mark to Wiz Talk with Chase. Please subscribe, follow, share, view. Stay tuned for more content. And of course, as always, I will see you guys next time. Peace.